Time to check in with the Principal Chief of Cherokee Nation, Chuck Hoskins, Jr. We only got a few minutes, and that's okay. I only got three questions. Four. First of all, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tom.
Second of all, how are we doing getting the shots into the arms of tribal members with the COVID vaccines?
Well, last week's rough weather slowed everybody down, including the Cherokee Nation, but we're doing well. So our fluent speakers, we've got about half of them vaccinated. We're well over the 20,000 mark on vaccinations, about 10% of our population that would use our health system inside reservation. So we're going to pick it up this week, and we're really going to start hitting our stride next week.
Now, you've been making some national news here lately about automobiles, or SUVs, I guess, in particular the Jeep Cherokee. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. I know that it's kind of a hot button issue. It is a hot button issue.
It is, and I do want people to understand, look, the Cherokee Nation doesn't look across the country and say, well, here's a list of things that doesn't set well with us, so we're going to launch a media campaign to call them out. Not at all. Car and Driver magazine was doing a story. They called, and they said, hey, they're updating the Jeep Cherokee. Do you, Chief Hoskin, think that automobile company ought to use the Cherokee name? And I said, I don't think so. I think they shouldn't. And that's what I believe, Tom. I mean, look, if there was no Jeep Cherokee, and today in 2021, a company said, hey, we're going to roll out the Cherokee, a sedan, you know, we'd say, look, we're an Indian nation. We've been around before there was the United States, before there was this company. Our people and our great name deserve respect, and peddling a product using our name isn't respectful in my view. So I could probably spend all day looking for that kind of stuff, but I don't. But if somebody asked me, boy, I'm a straight shooter, Tom, I'll tell them.
Oh, indeed. Hey, something came up. I read this in the Tahlequah Press about the use of the term blood in the Constitution, by blood. Mm-hmm. Can you go into that a little bit?
I can. So we signed a treaty in 1866, we being the Cherokee Nation, same Cherokee Nation that I represent today. We said that we would end slavery, we would make slaves and their descendants full citizens. The treaty said rights of native Cherokees. That, of course, went through a long history of exclusion of the freedmen until 2017, when there was a federal court case and a Cherokee Nation court case that said the Treaty of 1866 says you can't exclude freedmen and their descendants. And so yesterday our court clarified that to say, you know, you could put it in the Constitution, but it doesn't really exist, because your Constitution, our Constitution, was written first in the 1970s in the modern era, and then in the late 90s we redrafted it. And they said, look, more than a century ago you said you'd never exclude them, and you've got to keep them in. So that's what that was about, was really taking language in our Constitution that violated our own promise. If we want to keep the promise that our ancestors made, now 155 years ago, we got to live up to that, and that's what the court did yesterday.
Very good. So you made a clarification, and that should set things right. And we got about a minute or so left. What's going on in Cherokee Nation that you need to let us know about?
Well, two things real quick. One is the cold weather meant frozen pipes, and in some cases, Tom, broken pipes.
Yes.
And for many Cherokees, a broken pipe is not just an inconvenience. It's something that financially they can't bear. So we're going to commit $4 million, and we're going to work out the logistics to get plumbers out on the scene to fix these pipes. And that's just one of the problems our people are facing. Everybody's facing potentially high energy costs. We're going to have to deal with that. So we're looking for ways to help our people in the wake of this storm. And so people should be looking for an announcement any day now about a way to sign up for that assistance. Otherwise, our focus, as always, Tom, is COVID. And we mentioned the vaccines at the top of the call. We're going to be getting them out more than ever.
Yeah, now that you got the nice warm set of days here, it's going to be a lot easier.
It sure is. Yeah, all around.
Chief, I want to thank you very much. I know you're very busy, and you made time for us today, so I really appreciate it. Take care and be well, Watto.
Always, Tom. Whatever.
Thank you very much. That's Chief Hoskin with the Cherokee Nation, and we appreciate his time today. We've got news coming up in just a little bit here from CBS right here on K1, the one you trust. It's pushing toward 9:08.